While I was speaking, Scott McKay went and wrote another book, actually. I was just last week, we were talking about King of the Jungle, and now he's got a brand new book that's, he's here right now to tell us all about it. Scott, the contributing editor with the American Spectator, where you're serializing. I didn't know that was still a thing since, like, Charles Dickens. You're serializing your book in the American Spectator.
I'm, like, literally the new Charles Dickens.
There you go.
Make me conceited at all, does it?
From Hellmarsh with Love. Do you want to give us a quick plug before we talk about the debate?
Sure. Well, and this is what came out on Saturday is the first installment of what I think is going to be 8, which is, you know, breaking the book up into pieces. Essentially, it's a sequel to the novel that I had out earlier this year, King of the Jungle. Mm-hmm. And it deals with, let's just say, First Amendment issues as they relate to what's going on in the UK, and also, of course, in America too, because it all relates. And the elite in those two countries and your country and practically every other Western country, which is fast at work destroying our society in ways that, you know, the rest of us are really having a hard time even fathoming as it's happening to us. It's intended to be a very timely book. It's brutally satirical, just like King of the Jungle is. It deals with some, like, really, really serious and awful things that are happening in our world in a way that I hope is entertaining and thought-provoking at the same time.
From Hellmarsh with Love. This is a serialized novel special to the American Spectator. And chapter one last Saturday, and then the first 8 chapters, did you say?
Well, the installment that dropped on Saturday was the prologue and the first 2 chapters. Coming this Saturday, I think, is either chapters 3 and 4 or 3, 4, and 5. And then it'll go that way for about 8 weeks until it's all said and done.
So, all right. And you can
and then
subscribe.
After that, the whole book will be up on Amazon.
That's the American Spectator, spectator.org. All right. So I was just saying earlier, what a gift to ABC from Donald Trump. I mean, the numbers, I think, tonight are just going to be absolutely spectacular for this failing network. What are you expecting? How do you think Trump is going to do tonight? I was saying that the rule that their mics have to be muted may be a gift to Donald Trump. It's going to save him from himself and let Kamala expose Kamala. She's going to have to fill 90 seconds with some coherent thoughts.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point because I've yet to hear Kamala Harris make sense for 90 seconds. This woman has been around for a while. She's been a political figure going all the way back to attorney general in the state of California, U.S. Senate, vice president. She's never made sense for 90 seconds in a row. And I see no reason to believe that she's going to do that now. There is an absolutely hilarious video meme that somebody made. It's from the, you know, Downfall movie where everybody's seen all these memes of Hitler in the bunker yelling at the generals.
Yes.
This actually took a different scene from that movie where Hitler is talking on the phone with, you know, the generals are standing there watching him doing it. And he's getting more and more upset. And they took that and they spliced in a bunch of word slaws from Kamala Harris. And, you know, Hitler's getting more agitated having to listen to her. It's one of the funniest things I have ever seen in my entire life. All of America is beginning to get this, right? Because even though they're hiding her, she still has to do speeches and things. And, you know, even that, people are dredging up old things that she's said. And, of course, without giving the media current content beyond just the stump speech that she doesn't give very well, like, all of this old stuff is coming back in and people can't tell the difference between the old stuff and the new stuff. The new stuff is a lie, obviously. The old stuff is what she really believes.
Right.
And so there's all of this stuff out there. None of it makes sense. All of it's radical. Everything is stupid. And you're going to get an exposition of that at the debate because she doesn't have anything better to offer. So if I'm Trump, I'm going to speak in the time I have allotted. I'm never going to interrupt her, right? The old Napoleonic statement, you know, never. What is it? It's
never interrupt your enemy,
or to interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake, right? do that. But and Trump did this to Hillary Clinton very well in 2016, and he should do it again. Make faces.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't really interrupt Hillary, at least in one of those debates. He just made faces like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing. And like, you can do that plenty with Kamala, because she will give you all of the fuel you need. And so, you know, be polite. Don't bully her. She's going to say dumb things. But, you know, every time you get a chance, you know, say, look, I mean, I don't know how to respond because I don't know which Kamala I'm talking to. Am I talking to the one that tells the truth about how radical she is, or am I talking to the one that's copying all of my statements now? And that's really kind of all you need to do, because she will turn off more voters than he can attract. And that's not, you know, a negative statement on him. It's just the truth, because she's totally, completely unqualified for this job. Her own camp knows it, which is why they're trying to hide her. And of course, he can do the old Gerald Ford thing, which is, we should do five of these. Why won't you do five of these? I'm having fun, aren't you? Right? and try and goad her into having more than one debate appearance when, you know, this is like all the punishment I think that campaign can take. So, you know, he needs to approach this as though, look, I'm going to win this race because you can't. I'm here to let the folks see that you can't. And so, you know, I don't have to do anything radical, and I don't have to be aggressive to win it. And if he takes that tack, I think he's fine. The media will report whatever small successes she had as decisive. Nobody's going to believe any of that stuff. And like, if I'm Trump, it looks like the cat eater memes might be just enough for me to win this thing without doing much of anything else. And I just had a piece that's going up at the American Spectator in the morning talking about that very issue, and how, like, J.D. Vance has completely dominated the discussion, because, you know, this thing that has happened in Springfield, Ohio, where in a city of 55,000 people, they have dropped 20,000 Haitian asylees, I guess. And, you know, all hell is breaking loose over there. You've got kids getting run over, and, you know, kids in school buses that are getting run over by, you know, Haitian drivers with no license and no insurance. You've got, you know, now the rumor is pets and ducks from the park being slaughtered and eaten, you know, and all of the attendant ways that Haiti is being brought to Springfield, Ohio. And Vance, who's, you know, from Ohio and actually is from Southwest Ohio, where Springfield is, you know, is making a big deal about this. And they're all over him because he's spreading some of these cat eater memes that are absolutely hilarious. And the answer is, no, there's much worse happening than the cat eater thing. And you guys are making a big, oh, nobody's cat is being used. Well, people's kids are getting killed. People are losing their houses because, you know, the landlords would rather rent to the Haitians and get government money than rent to working class people in Springfield. You know, the quality of life in that city has gone down the toilet. And like, the media cares, oh, well, you're not strictly accurate about a rumor about cat eating. And, you know, most everybody gets what this is, which is why these memes have gone off the table when it comes to virality. It's because people get it. And, you know, the cat eater thing is nowhere near as bad as the fact that in suburban Denver, Aurora, Colorado, New York, Chicago, Dallas, now El Paso, Trinity, Aragua, the Venezuelan prison gang, has staged New Jack City takeovers of apartment complexes and hotels, and are now using them as military bases from which they can, you know, control entire communities. And the Biden administration doesn't have anything to say about it at all. They don't care. So if we're making memes about cats, trust me, this is a Swedish massage compared to what you deserve based on what you've done with immigration policy.
Scott McKay, contributing editor with the American Spectator. Read his serialized novel, From Hellmarsh with Love. And, of course, his new satirical political novel, King of the Jungle. Always a pleasure, Scott. Let's connect after the debate soon and talk some more.
Indeed, Richard. Take care.
Scott McKay.